Daf Samech Amid Beis, about a third of the way down. Tanya Reb Shim Ben Yochai Omer, Gioris Pchusomi Ba'ashova Shona the Yom Echad, Ksheira L'Kahuna. A woman, a Goya, who was converted less than 3 years old, is kosher to marry a Kohen. Sh'ne'emar V'chol Atap B'Noshim Ashova Yodu Mishkav Zohar, Hachayu Lochem, V'Hari Pinchas Imohem. It says that all of the children who did not have relations, there you can keep alive for yourselves. And the Rav Shimon Yochai learned, keep alive for yourself means you can marry them. And Pinchas was there, was a Kohen already. And therefore, you see that a child who did not have Bia is mutter to a Kohen. We'll see in 1 second where the 3 years old comes in. Rabbanin lavodim l'shvachos, and Rabbanin hold no, yeah, you can keep them alive, not to marry them, but to keep them as slaves. Zemar says, Yihachi b'ashol l'shon v'yom echad nami, then any child, even over 3 years old, as long as she didn't have a relation, should be mutter to a kohen. Zemar says, K'd Rav Huna Rami. Rav Huna brought a contradiction in psukim. K'siv kol ishi yodas ish l'mishkav zohar harogu, ho'eni yodas kaimu. Says any woman, even an adult, who had relations, you have to kill. Masha, if she didn't have relations, you can keep her alive. Michlal de hataf bein yadu bein lo yadu kaimu. That's by adults. Masha by children doesn't make a difference if they had relations or not. You can keep them alive by midyan. Uksiv v'chol hataf bein nashim asher lo yadu mishkav zocher hachiu lachem. Yet it says another pasuk that only the children that didn't have relations can you keep alive. But if they did have relations, you have to kill the children too. So it comes out of Stira. Here it's mashma that only adults that had relations do you have to kill. And here it's mashma, even children. It's not talking whether they actually had relations or not, but whether they are fit to have relations, meaning they're over 3 years old. Because a bia, less than 3 years old, is not called bia. So any woman who is fit to have relations, meaning she's over three, that you have to kill, whether she had relations or not. But a girl who was under three, who is not possible to have relations, so she is mutter to, and she's mutter to a kohen, if she converted when she was less than 3 years old. Rashi. Ksheira l'kohuna lo mechaskina l'kizona. She converted less than 3 years old, she doesn't have a din of a zona. If that's the case, then even more than 3 years old should be mutter to a kohen, according to Reb Shimon, as long as she didn't have relations. Like as the Pasuk says, only if she had relations is it a problem. If she didn't have relations, you can keep them alive, meaning you can marry them, even Pinchas. According to Rav Huna, it's anyone over 3 years old who is Roy Labia, that's what the Torah says, is a woman that you have to kill. To Rav Huna Rami, Isha Mashma Gedola. Isha's Mashma an adult. The Ka'omar Kra, Yodas, Harug, Harogu, Sheini Yodas, Hachiu. By the adults, it seems to say that if she had relations, then she's Aser, and you have to kill her. And if she didn't have relations, you can keep her alive and marry her. Michlal de taf lo shna hachi velo shna hachi hachiu. Mashma, that children, doesn't make a difference what, you can keep alive. Uksi v'chol taf, and the other pasuk says, no, only the children that didn't have relations. Have yomer mi dekoshu kroy adoni, since the psukim are contradictory, al korchach yodas dekroa v'asher lo yodu lav yediyah mamashkom. When the Torah said that they know men, in other words, they had relations, doesn't mean they had relations. Dim kein lo misartza duk in the krah, then the two inferences are contradictory. If you learn to mean whether they had relations or not. Ela beruya lehi boyal hakosa medaber. It's talking whether they were capable of having relations. They were fit to have relations, meaning they were over three. Bechol isha ruya leida harug arogu. Any woman who was capable of having relations, she's over three, you have to kill. Isha now means not an adult, but anybody over three. And you can't be medayik that, well, a taf, whether she had relations or not, It means a tap who's less than three is impossible to have relations. Any woman who was capable of having relations was also, even if she didn't have relations. Shuomer v'chol atafa shel yodu hachiu ha'isha afapi shelo yodu harogu havei beru yeli boil k'mishto yikra. Okay, let's go on. Tanya nami hachiu, you have a brisa that says the same thing. V'chol isha yodas ish beru yeli boil akosha medaber. Pasuk's not talking about women who actually had relations, but anybody who was fit, she's over three, and fit to have relations is asher, and you have to kill. How do I know that? Maybe it's talking about she had actual relations and not just she was fit to have relations. Right? Because when it says that didn't have relations, mashma, that they were capable of having relations, when it says that they didn't have relations, it means that they weren't capable of having relations. Because otherwise, it doesn't make a difference whether they are a taf or an adult. If they had relations, they're also. Minoyadi, how did they know who had relations and who not? Or who was over three and who not? Omrav Huna bar Bizno, Omrav Shim Mechasida, had ruined with me at tzitz. They passed him in front of the tzitz. Kol sheponeha morikos, biyodua she really boiled. Anyone whose face turned green, you knew she was over three. Because she ain't ponea morikos biyodua she ain't a really boil. If her face didn't turn green, it was obvious that she was under three. Tosus points out, the Gemara says that Amar Rav Nachman, simen lavera hadroken. Hadroken is a disease where a person's face turns green, but hadroken and yerokon, just the turning of the green face is not, it's just a symptom. The disease wasn't what happened over there. It's just that their faces turn green. But this disease that's one of the symptoms, that your face turns green, is a simen for people who are immoral. Kiyotzi bedobar ata omer, vayimtsu yom miyoshve yovesh gilad, arba meos nara besuva, shuvo yodu ish, lemishkav zohar. Right? The people from Yovesh Gilad didn't come to fight against Shevet Binyamin, and because of that, the cheirim was put on them, and they were to be killed, like the Mishpat HaMelech, right? That they endangered the security of Klal Yisrael, and they were going to kill all the women who were who had relations. And they kept alive 400 naros besulos, asher lo yadu mishkav zachru, the mishkav zachru didn't have relations, and they gave them to the tribe of Binyamin, since they had made a cherim, that no one was allowed to give their daughters to Binyamin, they took these women and let the people from Binyamin grab them themselves. So Menoyad, how did they know who was a besul and who wasn't a besul? Amrav Kahana hoshivim apichavi shal yayin, bu'ula reicha nodei, besulein rochi nodei. They put them on an open barrel of wine. And the ones that were opened in the down there, the reach, the aroma of the wine, you could what's it called, sense it through their mouth. And the ones that were closed down there, you couldn't sense the reach of the wine through their mouth since they were closed up. Versus the Navrino of Netzitz, why didn't they put them in front of the tzitz also? Tzitz existed in that time. Omer Rav Kahana, Bereder of Nosson, L'Rotson Lohem Ksiv, L'Rotson L'Peronius. You don't use the tzitz to do things that are negative. Here, they were going to end up killing the ones that weren't a basula. So you don't use the tzitz to decide who lives and who dies. Shemara says, Ihochi b'midyan nami, by Midyan, they did use it to decide who was going to be killed and who was going to remain alive. Omer Ravashi, lohem ksiv, lohem l'ratzon, v'lo peronios, lo v'dikochav matilu peronios. Only for Jews, you don't use the tzitz for something negative. But for Goyim, you could use it for negative too. Rashi, Paneha Morikos, Nesoya. It was a Nes. It wasn't a normal thing that they passed by the tzitz and their faces turned green because they had relations. It was a Nes. Hadroken, Pneim Shal Obri Aver Morikin. Hadroken, one of the symptoms of Hadroken is that your face turns green and people who are immoral get that disease. מאנשי יובש גילה, בימי פילגש בגילה, שנרגו כל אנשי יובש גילה, לפי שלא בו לילוחים בשבט ביומי כשאר האחים. In the time of Pilegesh Begiva, when the Shevet Binyamin, somebody did this terrible thing, and what's it called? They came and they raped his Shivcha and killed her, and he cut her up and sent her over Shvatim, that such a terrible thing was done, mamish like Sodom, and they, what's it called, made a war against Binyamin, and the people of Yavish Gila didn't come and join in the war. Right, and they made a chayrim against them, and to kill them all out. V'hech you call shalom nivala v'nosnum l'nosar and misheva binyamin l'noshim. They only killed the women who had relations, and the women who didn't have relations, who were besulos, they saved alive and let the tribe of Binyamin grab them and marry them.
Okay,
we're on.
My pleasure.
Samech on the days. Towards the bottom. Omer Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Omer Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Halacha Krib Shim Ben Yochai. The Halacha is Krib Shim Yochai, that a girl who was Megayer less than 3 years old, since she is not Roy Labia, so she's Kosher Kahuna. Omer Lei Reb Zera, Reb Yaakov Bar Idi, Beferish Mi Halacha Mechlos. Did you hear this Beferish, that the Halacha is Krib Shim Ben Yochai? Or did you learn it from Klal? You inferred it from something. Okay? Mar says, my Klal, what Klal, where could he have inferred it from? In other words, what was the suffix? The Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Ir Achas Hoysa Beretz Yisrael, Shekor Alea Irur. Right? There was a city where there was an Irur on one of the inhabitants of the city that she was Pasul Kahuna. The Shogar Rebbe, Es Rebbe Romanus, Rebbe sent Reb Romanus, Ubodka, he checked out the city, Umotso ba Gioris, most Rishonim don't have the word Bas, Umotso ba Gioris, Pusuvi Bashov, Shonav Yomechot, the Echshira Rebbe Lekahuna. The Shaila was that there was a woman who they said was Pasul Lekahuna, and the Shaila was on her children, I guess, and Lamaisa, what's it called, they were machsher this woman who was Megayer, less than 3 years old, for a kahuna. So from that maisa, what's it called, Rav Idi Bar Oven could have inferred that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Omer lei beferish mieli. I don't know, I heard it beferish that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. I didn't infer from this maisa. Where it says, v'i mechlo lamai, and if he would have inferred it from this maisa, well, it's so terrible. Still, it's clear that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. No, dilma shani hosim. However, the insiv, since she was already married, they let her stay with the kohen. Really, it's a suffix. And b'di'evid, what's it called? You don't take her away from her husband. L'chatchila, you don't let her marry a kohen. Maybe that's the maisa. From this maisa, you can't infer that a woman who is megayer less than 3 years old is mutter l'chatchila to a kohen. All you can say is that if she's already married to a kohen, they permitted her to remain with him. The Ha Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, Damri Tarvayu, because we do find a case like that. Bogeris and Mukaseitz lo Yisa. They're not so nosu. We find a case by a Bogeris and a Mukaseitz that, what's it called, that even though Lechatchila they can't marry a Kohen Gadol, but B'dievet, if they did marry the Kohen Gadol, they can remain married to him. Where it says, Hochi Hashta, there's no comparison. You can't say that that would have been the problem with learning this from the Maisa. That I would think that's only b'di'evah, just like a bogeris and a mukaseitz to a kohen gadol. Bishlom ha'hasim sofalios bogeris tachtov, sofalios bula tachtov. Why over there is b'di'evah, if she got married to the kohen gadol, can they stay? Because l'maisa, in the end, she was going to become a bogeris, and she was going to grow up, and she would have been married to the kohen gadol. So even though when he married her, she wasn't a bogeris, but l'maisa, if he would have married her, what's it called? When he married her, she was a bogeris, right? But had he married her when she wasn't a Bogeris, she at some point would have remained a Bogeris underneath him, right? If she lived a normal life and they stayed together. So, therefore, if he married a girl who was a Bogeris, b'di'evah, they can stay together. Same thing in Mukaseitz. Now, Lamaisa, she would have become Nival to him, right? They were going to live together. So she would have been a non-Besula. And since she didn't live with somebody else, her only problem was that she wasn't a Besula. She wasn't going to remain a Besula her whole life after she got married. So therefore, since in the end, She was anyway going to come to this matzav, either mukas eitz, or what's it called, not mukas eitz, but something similar to mukas eitz, a non-besula, not through somebody else, and a bogeres, so, b'dievet, she can stay married. But over here, hocha, sofali o zona tachta, but here, if she's osur, because she has a din of a zona, even if she was Magai or less than 3 years, right, she's not going to be automatically become a zona under him at any point. So therefore, there's no reason in the world to say that if she got married, b'dievet, it would be okay. Elamai, it must be that he passed like Reb Shimon bar Yochai, that even l'chatchil it's okay. Because if l'chatchil wouldn't be okay in this case, it wouldn't be okay b'dievet either. And you can't compare it to the case of Mukas Eitz and Bogeris. Rav Safra Masni lo Michlola, the Kashile, or Mashani le, right? And Rav Safra had the same thing. He learned that Rav Idi Bar Ovin learned this halacha from the Klal, and he had a kasha on it. How could you learn from this maisa? Maybe it's only b'dievet. And he answered that taka, there would be no reason that b'dievet should be okay. You can't compare it to Mukas Eitz and Bogeris. Rashi. The Feirish Mialoch, Mineid Reb Yeshua ben Levi. Did you hear this psak from Reb Yeshua ben Levi openly? Or did you infer it from something, a maisa? O Mechlola, de Shamata Minei Milsa, de Dikas Minei, de Sphere Lake Reb Shimon. You heard this maisa from him, and you inferred from that maisa that he holds a Reb Shimon bar Yochai. My klala, me is a klal hoyel alomar. What was the maisa? Ira lifso mishpachas ha'ir, Ruminis Garcina. That was his name, Rav Ruminis. And they wanted to passel this mishpacha to kahuna, that they should be chalolim. Okay, because that the mother had been a gioris less than 3 years old. The hechshira hinicha tachas bayi lekohen. He let her remain married to the kohen, and the children were kosher. The imech lola mai, the imehai klola shmiyalei l'Reb Yaakov, mai yislei, l'Reb Zeira l'osvei, the kaboy minei b'feirish shmiyalech mechlola, what difference does it make? If he inferred it from a maisa, or he heard it b'feirish. The maisa is still, the halach is like Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Mora says, no, if he only heard the maisa, maybe that was a b'dievet, just like a mukas eitz and a bogeres, so chatchila can't get married, b'dievet they can't stay married. Mora says, hocha sofli o zona tachta bitmiya. Over there, in the end, she was going to become a bogeris or become a mukas eitz, right? The ila of the kohen gadol. But over here, right, she's never going to become a zona automatically. So if it's l'chatchila no good, b'dievet should be no good too. Ish viralei the pasul mishum znus viralei v'imkein lo shna l'chatchila v'lo shna d'vievet asira. The kashalei k'da akshi dil mahasam hoel v'insiv insiv v'mashani hachi k'da shaninan b'shlo mahasam seif alios b'ula tachta. And what's it called? Who was this? Rav Safra, right? Said this halacha from the klal, and he had a kasha on it. L'chora, maybe you can't compare it. And the answer, and what's it called? Maybe it's only mutter b'dievet, just like bogeres and mukas eitz. And in the end, he said, no, you can't say that because there's no comparison between a woman who is megayer less than 3 years old. That if she's pasul, she's pasul mishum znus, and therefore she should remain pasul even b'dievet. Hu kahana de insiv gioris pusri vashol shona di omechad. A Kohen married a Gioris who converted when she was less than 3 years old. Okay, well, she was converted, what's it called? We learn when we get to Ksubas. So we'll see that the halacha of Ger Kotten Matbilin also das based in that from a mother comes to Megayer, you Megayer her daughter with him, or a father comes to Megayer the daughter with them also, even though she's not Gedola. So this Gioris was Megayer, he didn't marry her when she was less than 3 years old. He married her when she was 18. But she had converted when she was less than 3 years old. Omer le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, my high, right? So he said to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, to the Kohen, what's going on? Why, how are you marrying this woman? She's awesome. Omer le, the Omer Rav Yaakov bar Idi, Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha k'Rav Shimon Yochai. No, I heard that Rav Yaakov bar Idi said in the name of Rav Yeshua ben Levi that the Halacha is like Rav Shimon Yochai. They were allowed to marry Gioris, who was Mishkayer, Pachas Mishal HaShonim. Omer le, Zil Athik, divorce her, the Elo, and if you don't divorce her, Mathik Hino Lecho Rav Yaakov bar Idi Miunach, I'll take Rav Yaakov bar Idi out of your ear. Meaning, I'll put you in Cheren, because the Halacha is not. Right, the Halacha is not like Rav Yaakov bar Idi, the Halacha is not like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. The halacha is that a gioris who was megayer less than 3 years is still usher to a kohen, and that's talking about halacha.
Why?
What? Because we learn from Psukim that she has a din of a zona.
It's a din of a zona.
Yeah, yeah. Even though she never didn't couldn't have relations, but the goyim have a din of aznus. Even though they weren't royal labila, still they have a din of aznus.
Maybe regarding the girl, less than 3 years old, because she could still say I don't want.
No, so that's only up till she's bas mitzvah. After that, she can't say anything.
Maybe because she has that
ability. Now she has the possibility.
So there's a little pagam there, so maybe that's why the coin shouldn't have her. I'm trying to give a shtickle time why.
I hear, but that's, it, basically it's based on the fact that she's called the zone. Okay. Mafkina l'chor Rabbi Yaakov mi'unach, kolomer mishamtina l'chor. I'll put you in shamtin, cherim. Tefik le'alkorcha, and then you'll have to get rid of her. So if you don't listen to me and do it willingly, I'll make sure that you do it. Okay.
But
Tanya?
What is being in cherim got to do with getting rid of her?
What? No, if you put him in cherim, he's not going to, not going to be able to live a normal life until he is megarish. They won't take him out of the cherim. So he's going to have to opt to get rid of this woman. Most people don't like to remain in cherem. And the adrav, if they remain in cherem more than 30 days, they give them malchus. Okay, Tanya v'chein hoy Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer, a new thing of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Kivrei ovdei kochavim enam etan ba'olam. Kivrei ovdei kochavim are not metami ba'oel. Shenemar va'aten tzoni tzon marisi odom atem. Your odom. Atem kriyim odom. They ain't ovdei kochavim kriyim odom. And by tumas oel it says odom ki yomus ba'oel. So that's only a Jew. A goy is not metami ba'oel. Okay, but a goy is metami b'mago masa. He is metami if you touch his corpse or touch the kever or whatever, you met your tummy. But not if you come into the ohel of a goy. That's what Rav Shimon ben Yochai holds. Rashi, ein metamin es amal alayhim. Atem kriyim odem, v'gam etumas ohel ksiv odem kiyomus ba'ohel. Okay, Tosus has a long thing here. Lamaish, we find that goyim are called ha'odem at least, and Tosus makes his chilek. Ha'odem goyim are called, not odem, right, which seems to be just the opposite of what you would think. If ha'odem is, but hey ha'yediya, that's yidin. And odem stam is goyim, but Tosus is just the opposite. Adam stam is what's it called? Is a yid, and ha adam is a goy. So the simplest idea, Tosus brings it down in the end, which seems to point to this. Ha adam is what's it called? Comparing man, the human being, compared to animals. So that what's it called? Or b'nei adam. That's ha-adam. That's the classical meaning of adam as not an animal. That applies to goyim. But adam stam is not pointing out what kind of species he is. It's a name of kavod, adam, like adam arishon. So you're the heirs of adam, not the rest of the goyim. That's one way. We've said a few different pshatim. One is that adam has two meanings. Adama and adame. You come from the earth. But you can be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam Elokeo. Jews have both meanings, Adam, Adama, and Adame. So they're Stam Adam. But Goyim only have one meaning. They came from the Adama. They can't really be like the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore they're Ha-Adam, only one of the meanings, the more obvious meaning. Another pshat we said is, it says, Nasa Adam B'Tzalmenu, and then it says, Vayas Elokim Es Ha-Adam B'Tzalmo. When it says Adam, it says B'tzalmenu kidmusenu, Tzelem and Demus. Tzelem is that we have Bechira. Demus is that we can mamish use that Bechira to come like the Ribbono Shel Olam, to be Kedoshim. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam said. Nase Adam, what's it called? That is the tikkun, that's the goal, that he should be an Adam. But Vayas Elokim es Ha'adam, when he made him Ha'adam, only B'tzalmo, it doesn't say B'tzalmo. He gave him the potential to be Demus, but he only created him B'Tzalmo. Goyim have the Tzelem Elokim. They have Bechira. So they're Ha'adam, the way the Rabbanu Shem made B'Tzelem. But Yidden have both the Tzelem and the Demus, therefore they're called Adam Stam, because of the beginning of the Pasuk says, Nase Adam. That's the Tachlis. Yidden have that, both things, Tzelem and Demus, and Goyim only have the Tzelem. Meishvei. So therefore, when the Pasuk says, Adam ki Yomus, Ba'ohel doesn't apply to Goyim. Meishvei. The Nefesh Adam, Shishasar Aleph, right? It says, the Nefesh Adam, Shishasar Aleph. It's talking about the people in Midian, right, who they took captive, and they're called Adam, Nefesh Adam. Or it says, Mishum Behema. Over there, it's to distinguish them from the Behemoths. They took Adam and Behema. So where Adam just means not Behemoths, it applies to Goyim too. Where it means something positive by itself, there it only applies to Yidden. And that's why I said, Ha-Adam is usually just to tell me he's a species of human being, as opposed not an animal. Asher yesh bo harbe mishteimes ribui Adam in Haftorah for Yom Kippur, right? Sefer Yonah, it says there were more than 120,000 Adam, asher lo yada ben yamin, who were innocent people. So ubehema rabba, where it says mishum behema, for the same thing, even though it's talking about Goyim, people of Nineveh, calls them Adam, but only that they're to distinguish them from the behemas. Right, Behema Rabba. They were Adam, distinguished from Behemoth, but they're not Adam in a positive way, they're just Adam in a relative way. Kol Horig Nefesh v'chol nogea b'chol tischato, right? It says, what's a call? Whoever killed somebody or touched a corpse has to have, may need to have the korban, what's it called, the paraduma. Samar says, so why do they have to, when maybe they were Tami Ba'ohel? Right, the goyim that they were killed over there by Midian. Where it says Dilma Ikto Chad Mi Yisrael. Maybe by mistake, so a Jew was killed, and they were omahil on the Jew. For Rabbanan Lo Nifkad Mi Menu Ish. So the Pharisee, no Jew was killed, so it could only be from the goyim. And they see then that goyim were also matame ba'ohel. Tosha speaks about the Chorim. Maybe they were matame because they touched them, not because of ohel. It's mashma later on that the mei paraduma was on the ones who were mahil on the mace. Ravina Omar noy, this is the matino kra mi amtui ba'oel. Enochanami, they don't become tame, they're not matame ba'oel. They receive adam ki yomus ba'oel mi mago masa mi matino kra. But if you touch the corpse of a goy, vadi matame. So therefore, the what it says over here that they had to have mei paraduma was because they touched the corpse, not because they were mahil on it. And the goy is metame, what's it called, the benigia. Tosus Esekash, it says that Rabbi Banoah was mitzayim the ma'aros in Chevron, in of Moris HaMachpelah, where Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov were buried. It says that they went in, he found him, what's it called, he found Eliyahu taking care of Avraham and Sarah. He says L'chora, they were goyim, and they weren't, didn't have a din of Yidden. It was a kever lefnei matan Torah. Why do you have to mitzayin in it? Some say the reason is that at least the Maisha people shouldn't come and touch it or whatever, and be matami taharis or whatever. There's a lot of other teruts, and Matos asked that kasha. L'chora, here he doesn't give a teruts, and Bava Basri gives a few teruts. Okay. Also, he says that Avraham was called Adam. Adam HaGodl Ba'anokim. Adam HaGodl Ba'anokim. And Avraham Avinu Taka had a din of a Jew, not a din of a Ben Noach. And who else, he says? Adam and Adam himself. Right? Adam was also called Adam, because he was Mitzayin, the Ma'aros of Adam and Avraham. Okay. Rashi. Nefesh Adam. The Midian Ksiv. It says Neshvesh Adam, and it's talking about Goyim. Umashani, Hod the Korilu Adam, Mishum the Boy Lemichta Behema Gabayu. Since it says after that Behema, to distinguish them from Behemas, it says Adam. Kidachsiva Chamori Mubokar, the Gabi Behema Mikru Adam. Relative to an animal, they're Adam. Aval Adam Stam Alo Mikru. They're not called Adam Stam, right? Only in relation to Behemas. Anche Ninve of the Kochavim Hoyu. The people in Ninve were not Jews, they were Goyim. Call Horig Nefesh B'Midyan Ksiv. With the bow, Tuma Shiva Alma Mitamu, they became Tame. And the Gemara thinks now that if they're not Mitame Ba'ohel, they're not Mitame even touching. The Gemara says, Maskon is no, Ohel not, but touching for sure, your Goy is Mitame. Mimago Masa Mimi Atinu, Gabi Maka, Ashkechan, no Gea Beetsam, Obechol, the Loksiv Adam, Hilkach, Afagab, the Lomikru Adam, Metamu, Bemago, Vemasa. And it's Machlokis, Laposkim, how we paskin. If Lemaisa, the Misothic, were Machmer, that a Kohen should not be Metame even to Kivrei of the Kochavim, but Ohel, right? Because there's a Sothic in the Poskim. Who we paskin like the Rambam seems to paskin like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that a goy is not metame ba'ol, but Tosfos in a few places paskin is not like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and it could be that's why the Gemara brought this Maisa down, that just like the case we had before, the halach is not like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, here also the halach is not like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. So machlok is Rishonim, and halach lemaisa Kohanim have to be machmir misafik not to. Not to what you call be matami, but oh, he'll leave him for a goy. What?
Hospitals,
right. That will be a nafkamina, also a nafkamina where you have goyish cemeteries and things hanging over if a goy, if a kohen can go that route or not.
Why does it say Adam Kiyamus oil?
What? No, the goyim are also called Adam. What's it called? The Rabbanan hold that goyim are also called Adam. They don't hold from those teruts and they're only clapping the behemoth.
Uh-huh.
They hold not the Gushim Beyochai. The Goyim are also called Adam.
There's orange juice, iced coffee, breakfast is being served.
Halacha Lemaisa, we hold that the Gioris under three is also still going?
Yeah, the Chatzila, yeah. It's also soft. It could be the Bievet, you know.
Because of Ava, probably it should be like Ava.